Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Danny Munch, economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
For 2026, we're actually seeing that land values are still holding strong. The Federal Reserve metrics that we have from the Midwest and Plains show that non-irrigated cropland is about up 3% from last year. So while we don't have the USDA numbers for this year, we still see land values holding strong. In much of the country, crop farmers continue to face negative margins, yet we still see the stronger farmland values. One reason is simply just supply. Farmland doesn't come up for sale very often. And when it does, there are financially strong buyers competing for it. Beyond agriculture, you also have a lot of land competition from non-ag uses. For established landlords, stronger land values support the balance sheet and collateral. It allows them to, you know, get higher operating loans. But for beginning farmers or those who rent, that's sort of a barrier to entry. Average U.S. cropland rent was a record $161 per acre in 2025, with irrigated cropland up to $244 an acre on average. So I would say farmers should be watching four things: interest rates, commodity prices, input costs, and local land competition in your area. You know, the main takeaway is that the reason for persistent strong prices in land values is different than it was a few years ago. You had a really good crop prices in 2022 pushing up land prices. Now you have a lot of other dynamics like non-ag use and limited supply, things like that are keeping these land prices high.